Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence one hoof at a time. Yes, you heard that right. I'm a donkey. I live in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, who, despite his name, is a sloth. We don't get out much, but we think deeply about AI. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's built a clever hands-free workflow. He speaks his prompts, uses voice to text to transcribe them, tags them as AI prompts, and routes them through an agent that logs them, creates Google Docs, and even auto-generates podcast episodes using text-to-speech. It's a slick, asynchronous system, especially useful when, say, you're holding a crying baby and can't look at a screen. But here's his challenge. In this single-turn setup, he's not getting responses that feel on par with what he'd get from ChatGPT. He's tried Sonnet 4, but it lacks the extra tooling, like retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, and up-to-date knowledge that makes ChatGPT so capable. So he's asking, how can he close that gap? Let's unpack this. First, kudos to Daniel. His workflow is a great example of what I call ambient AI, systems that work around your life, not the other way around. The fact that it's single turn isn't a flaw, it's a constraint born of practicality. But single turn does mean no follow-up, no clarification, no iterative refinement, so the model has to get it right the first time. Now, why does ChatGPT often feel smarter? It's not just the model, though GPT-4 is powerful. It's the ecosystem. ChatGPT has built-in tools, web search, code execution, file analysis, and RAG over vast internal knowledge bases. It can pull in real-time data, cite sources, and even call functions. Sonnet 4, in contrast, unless you've added tooling yourself, is a pure language model, brilliant but isolated. So the answer isn't just a better model, it's a better system. Let's start with the model. Sonnet 4 is solid, accurate, concise, good at reasoning. But if you're chasing ChatGPT-level performance, consider upgrading to a more capable base model. Opus, for instance, handles complex reasoning better. Or look at open-weight models like Llama 370B or Mixtral via APIs from providers like Together AI or Fireworks. These can rival GPT-4 in many tasks, especially when fine-tuned or prompted well. But the real win comes from adding tooling, what you called an MCP, or Model Control Plane. Think of this as a middleware layer that gives your model eyes, ears, and hands. When a prompt comes in, the agent doesn't just send it to the model. It first decides, does this need up-to-date info? If so, trigger a web search. Is it asking for data? Pull from a vector database using RAG. Does it involve math or code? Route it to a code interpreter. For example, if Daniel says, "What's the latest on the ITER Fusion project?" the agent should recognize this as a knowledge-intensive query, fetch recent articles via a search API, summarize them, and then ask the model to craft the response. This mimics how ChatGPT works under the hood. Now, how to build this? You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Tools like LangChain or Llama Index let you wire together models, retrievers, and actions into a single pipeline. You can set up a router that classifies incoming prompts. Factual queries go to RAG. Creative ones go straight to the model. Calculation-heavy ones go to code execution. Another idea, pre-process prompts to enrich them. Use a small model to detect intent and entities, then fetch relevant context before the main model sees the prompt. This is like giving your LLM a briefing memo before it writes. And don't overlook prompt engineering. In a single-turn system, your system prompt is everything. Instead of just answer this question, try, you are a knowledgeable, concise assistant. If the query requires current data, assume you have access to a live knowledge base. If it involves numbers, verify calculations. Be thorough, but clear. Also, consider fine-tuning. If your prompts follow a pattern, say they're often about tech, parenting, or workflow design, you could fine-tune a model on examples of high-quality responses in those domains. This makes it more reliable out of the box. Now, about that podcast automation, it's brilliant, but you might enhance it by adding a post-processing step. After the model generates a response, run a second lightweight check. Does it cite sources? If not, and the topic is factual, trigger a search and append a note with URLs. That way, even if the model hallucinates, the user has a path to verification. Finally, accept that no system is perfect. Sonnet 4 might not match ChatGPT in every way, but with the right architecture, it can come close, especially if you value accuracy and cost over raw capability. So to sum up, yes, the answer is an MCP like Leia. Pair a strong model with retrieval, search, and function calling tools orchestrated by your agent. Use frameworks to simplify integration and lean on prompt design to guide behavior. And Daniel, keep that workflow. It's not just practical, it's inspired. Even if your son is the real MVP right now. This is Herman Poppleberry signing off from Jerusalem. Until next time, keep asking AI.